If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Better with Dr. Erica, hosted by Dr. Erica, provides support and guidance in navigating stress-related challenges to transform your relationship to self-care. Each episode arms you with the tools needed to be better, do better, and live better. There was an incredible episode that you should check out called Touch and Connections as Tools for Healing and Better Mental Health. In this episode, her guest breaks down ways to use physical touch as a form of healing for trauma and grief. Check out Better with Dr. Erica on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Tara Bradner, and this is Hopeful Hints, an infertility podcast where you will receive quick, hopeful hints to guide you through infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace as you walk through this journey to fulfill your family vision. Hello and welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Tara Bradner, and today we have a very special guest, Lisa White. Welcome, Lisa, to Hopeful Hints.
Hey, Tara. Thank you so much.
So, Lisa, let's start out for the viewers who may not know you, or I should say the listeners that may not know you. Share your personal connection with infertility.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much for having me. This is a joy to be here with you. And yes, infertility, lovely topic, right?
Yes.
Our journey started back in 2015. We were trying to start a family and I was in my later 30s. We started fertility testing and based on some of the results, learned that I had some polyps and we also had male factor issues. So based on that data, especially with the male factor, we knew that IVF was the route for us to go. And like many, you know, we had no idea what to expect when you're starting fertility treatments, IVF. It's a big just question mark. You don't really know where to begin. There's no guidebook. There's no really answers, right? To tell you, this is what you need to do. And this is how you're going to go about it. So I went in really openly, both of us, we started down this road and our first egg retrieval resulted in 4 embryos. We had those tested and sadly, none of those came back genetically healthy, absolutely crushing, devastating. And went through another egg retrieval and got 3 embryos. And one of those was genetically healthy. Didn't know the gender, but we decided to freeze our little embryo as I had to proceed with the polyp surgery and healing after that for 3 months. They discovered I had scar tissue from that surgery. So this long road, we don't know when it will ever end, but in our case, it wasn't as long as some people, but you know, this is our story. And we had the scar tissue surgery, you know, that happened. And I was getting closer to our transfer. Then they found I had some blood in my uterus, unexpectedly canceled our cycle. Our first doctor left the practice and that was another setback. And our new doctor did some tests, found I had some fibroids that were in an area that were a concern. So I had fibroid surgery and then that was taken care of and moved forward and had our one embryo transfer, which resulted in our daughter. So grateful. Our one embryo held on for us.
Wow. You have had quite the journey and both male and female factor too. I think that's something to point out too. And that brings a whole dynamic into your journey as well.
Yeah. It was just really challenging because also, and many people don't know this, but if you've read my book, I mean, I share a lot about how I was also going through one of the hardest times of my life outside of our fertility journey, which was seeing my mom's health decline. That was another really, really challenging component that added another layer to this of me striving to become a mother and seeing my own mother's health going downhill. And, you know, this ride changes you in more ways than one. And I was still empowered and very hopeful throughout this whole ride, which that's what I strive to be, kind of a source for other people that you can get through this really difficult time. And there are tools and there are ways to navigate this really challenging roller coaster.
So everybody
stay on and listen to the end, because Lisa's going to share with you, first of all, she has a book and she has a coaching business. And I truly believe the stuff that you learn from Lisa will help you beyond infertility, because Lisa's also very open about the hardship of her mother and going through all of that. So we have to remember that when we go through infertility, the tools we learn not only will be general health, you know, to keep us healthy humans, but to help our mindset and tools that we'll take with us when we endure other traumas, because we're gonna, like, we're messy humans. That's part of what we're gonna go through. So someone like Lisa, and that's what her three hopeful hints are actually gonna hit on today. So let's dive right into them. They're so good. And at the end, we're gonna share with you guys more about how you can work with Lisa and all the cool things that Lisa does. So hopeful hint number one.
So the first one I would suggest is for individuals to tap into the spiritual side of this journey. It's often overlooked, right? This process is very medical based. We start with a clinic. We start with a doctor. We have a nurse on our team. There are the individuals, the phlebotomists, how you say it, taking our blood work, sonographers, doing ultrasound. That's kind of the start of your team, right? Your medical team. And it is a very medical process. It's kind of more in that masculine energy of the tests and the doing and the appointments and the shots. And it's very regimented. And I took a really kind of outside of the box approach, where I recognized early on, I had to tune inward and not feel like I had to go about this journey by myself. I looked to whatever you believe, if it's God, the universe, source, your highest self, there's a power there that is not often kind of utilized. And we don't have to go about this alone. We can co-create this journey with other supports. And I believe truly this journey is a journey of self-discovery and personal transformation. You are not the same person when you start this journey, when you're going through it, and when you come through to the other side. It's, I believe in tuning into this really deeply feeling place. And it's also recognizing, you know, there's a feminine energy that we often neglect. And that's all about the receiving energy, the feminine, the kind of nurturing side of this ride. A lot of people look outside of themselves, and I encourage individuals to really look inward. And this is a personal journey. I'm all about a soulful approach. And that's what I'm all about. So trusting this journey, the magic and the joy, and that's by tuning into the spiritual side of this ride. Number two, I would say, I believe that everyone really needs to have a guide or a coach, someone to really support you through this path. I did not personally have one. I was more like my own guide to support me through this. Cultivated friends and a sisterhood, but ultimately someone that's walked this path, that has been there, that has found ways to really navigate the challenges, the ups and downs. I feel like it's invaluable. It can save you money in the long run. I have helped clients who, you know, have not needed to go through IVF. Maybe IUI was what helped them get to their motherhood path. Just the time, like, people spend so much time Googling, trying to find all the answers. And I encourage people to kind of step away from that and to really trust not only themselves. I mean, I'm grateful for my clients who put their faith in me beyond. I mean, it is such a hard, hard road. And to walk this path with others is it's truly a gift. I didn't expect to become a fertility coach, but it was something that I knew I had to step into. Having personally ridden this ride and wanted to share the unique perspectives that I have going through this journey, and believe that you can enhance your experience going through this. It can be one of more ease and more joy. And as you and I have talked, fertility coaches, we all have different skill sets that we bring. And I have a background as an occupational therapist. So really understanding the whole picture, the big picture, the mind, body, spirit, our daily routines, our the environment, relationships, and you and I both know that infertility affects every area of one's life. It's so key to talk with a professional who can guide you, and it can be almost looked at like a little bit of a shortcut. I just think, you know, I wish people could recognize the impact of having a coach earlier on than waiting.
We talk about this often, you and I together, because you and I both created our coaching program based on our personal experience and our medical backgrounds and mm-hmm. what we saw as missing links and things yes. that we thought need to be improved. And you and I, being in a medical field, also know that there's medical teams. Like every yeah. disease has a team of people except for infertility. And that's one thing I'm like passionate about, is sharing, like, grow your team. You get right. to pick who's on your team. A coach definitely should be on there. Maybe two, maybe three, you know, one maybe is a nutritionist. One is a mindset mm-hmm. coach like you. One is a medical person like me. So you're not sitting there confused and not understanding your care and Googling. Like, we all are like, get off Google, get a coach and get off Google. Right. Like, that's like
another just little extra bonus tip. I mean, just kind of staying in your own lane, like, as far as reading everyone else's stories and consuming everyone else's stuff, like, it can Absolutely. Almost be more confused, more overwhelmed.
Absolutely. Yeah. You are going down a rabbit hole when you put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
And reel it back in. And once again, if you have a coach, we can explain to you, maybe, like, if you're curious why so-and-so has a certain protocol, a coach that's medically trained can probably better explain to you why perhaps that protocol was or wasn't selected. That's a very good point. Yes.
Yeah. And number three, I would say the big buzzword, surrender, but it's so true. The element of letting go on this ride, being open to the unfolding of this journey. I truly believe, like, it's so essential for us to hold on to hope, hold on to ourselves, but also the key in holding on to you is letting go. It's letting go of how this is all going to work out, not putting a timeline on this has to happen at this time. Oftentimes there's so many setbacks that show up. So allowing yourself to just be, and not feel like you have to keep doing more and more. That's, again, that feminine energy. It's just being. And when we can trust, step into this space, it just makes this whole ride a lot more enjoyable. And I am a believer in the miracle mindset mentality. I kind of created that, where I've lived this way for so much of my life, and I would love others to step into this magical way of thinking. It's about, you know, embracing possibility, embracing that this journey, yes, it may be really hard, but being mindful of, like, what we're telling ourselves. We can choose, right? We can choose what we want this path to be about, and it can be more magical on our path to motherhood. Feeling it all. Yes. I mean, you have to feel it all. You have to allow yourself to experience that whole range of emotions. I'm not saying this is all very easy, but it is really key when you let go of the how this is all going to work out.
I think everything yeah. you listed today is a beautiful reminder for infertility journey and beyond.
I think these are just key things through life, right? Like, setbacks happen. Everyone's going through something really hard. We don't have to do this alone, right?
Absolutely. Lisa, share with us your book, your work, where we can find you, all of the things.
Thank you. Yes, I wrote a book. I released it in 2020 during the pandemic. Lovely, lovely time we're all living in during COVID. But no, this theme is called Hold On Baby, and you can find it on Amazon. It's a soulful guide to riding the ups and downs of infertility and IVF. It's my personal story. It's the method I developed. It's getting through this journey. Like, there's, like I said, there's no guidebook, but I'm hoping it can be a guide for those of you who are in the struggle, and just reminding you, just keep holding on to yourself, holding on for the babies that are waiting for you too. So that's my book. And my website is ivfmanifestingamiracle.com. I have a YouTube channel as well. That's Lisa White, IVF Manifesting a Miracle, where I feature interviews with my fertility doctor. We call them clinical conversations, range of topics we talk about, as well as soul sister conversations, where I have, and you're on that.
I am.
An episode where I interview different individuals, friends, fertility sisters, and sharing your journeys and giving hope. So that's where you can find me. I'm on Instagram the most, at IVF Manifesting a Miracle. So search for me there, connect with me. I love hearing from you. And
her inbox is always open, just like mine. That's one thing.
Yes.
is she is very open about that. And I will have everything linked in today's show notes too, to make it easy for you guys just to click and find Lisa and start connecting with her, because she is amazing.
Thank you, Tara. Love you.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us today. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and see you every Tuesday with Hopeful Hints for your week.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Better with Dr. Erica, hosted by Dr. Erica, provides support and guidance in navigating stress-related challenges to transform your relationship to self-care. Each episode arms you with the tools needed to be better, do better, and live better. There was an incredible episode that you should check out called Touch and Connections as Tools for Healing and Better Mental Health. In this episode, her guest breaks down ways to use physical touch as a form of healing for trauma and grief. Check out Better with Dr. Erica on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.